USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's so cold.
It's cold, all right. Wicked winter weather hitting Wisconsin. The high Wednesday, minus 11 degrees. The low, minus 29. And USA Radio's Alicia Cowan says the wind chill factor will be worse, much worse.
So we're supposed to have up to negative 50 below wind chills. And with the wind chills, our boiler is really going to be working hard.
The governor issuing a state of emergency.
The governor of Wisconsin has actually issued a state of emergency. I believe this might even be the record cold. All schools are closed. Most businesses are closed.
Turning now to politics, after President Trump delivers the State of the Union Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Turning now to 2020, the field of Democratic candidates increasing, and now South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy reacting. He tells Fox and Friends the GOP has been in this situation before. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Democratic 2020 presidential hopeful Kamala Harris of California raised a few eyebrows Monday at a town hall when she vowed to eliminate all private health care insurance for approximately 150 million Americans if she's elected president. Former South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News the process the Democrats are going through, it's the same one the Republicans had to do about 10 years ago.
We have a political process where the primary is controlled by the base. They're going to have to sort out what Republicans used to have to sort out. You go for someone you think is electable, like a John McCain or Mitt Romney who wound up not being electable, or do you go with who the base picks? And the base picked Donald Trump, and he wound up winning.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul spending a second day in a courtroom in his lawsuit against a neighbor who breaks several of his ribs. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Senator spending a second day of his trial in his lawsuit against his neighbor who tackled him outside his home, breaking several of his ribs in 2017. A radiologist who helped Senator Paul on and off the exam table after the attack testified Paul was walking with a grandmother's shuffle. The radiologist says Paul needed three or four times longer to get on the table than patients routinely do. Paul is seeking up to $500,000 in compensatory damages and up to $1 million in punitive damages against his neighbor, Renee Boucher, who tackled Paul while the lawmaker was doing yard work in the front of his Kentucky home. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Gasoline prices have already increased 2 cents for a national average of $2.26 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says the markets are watching very closely what is happening in Caracas.
Venezuela's oil output has fallen to the lowest it has been in decades. Certainly a lot of heavy oil does come from Venezuela, and U.S. refineries, especially in the Gulf Coast, are very reliant on that crude oil.
At one time, Venezuela was producing more than 3 million barrels of oil per day. Output now is near 1 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.